Welcome to the Perimenopausal Mamas podcast for hormonal mamas who want to reclaim their own natural state of health to thrive and raise healthy kids. I'm Dr. Lisa Weeks, naturopathic doctor in Toronto, Canada, and I'm a perimenopausal mama to my little boy named Stuart.
And I'm Dr. Tony Reed, naturopathic doctor, birth doula, and hypnobirthing educator in Calgary, Canada, and I'm a perimenopausal mama to my little girl, Frankie. Thanks for supporting us for the past 100 episodes. Don't forget to subscribe and give us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also support us by visiting our Patreon page, where you can find out how you can join us for our monthly patron webinar, where we do a deeper dive discussion about all things perimenopause.
The information in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to substitute professional medical advice. Always consult with your licensed healthcare provider. Welcome back, everyone, to the Perimenopausal Mamas podcast. Today, I'm so excited to be chatting with Leanne Kim. We're going to talk about if you're feeling stuck in your job, what you can do, because I know when we become moms, we really look at our time and our energy and look at where we're putting them. And we want to live a purpose-filled life and have a career that really serves us. So Leanne helps women find, you know, their superpower, switch jobs, start their own business. So first I'll introduce Leanne and then we'll jump in. So Leanne Kim is a business coach and the founder of Mamas & Co., a community for mama entrepreneurs. She is the host of the wildly popular podcast, The Business of Thinking Big, and the author of the brand new book called Building a Joyful Business. Leanne is on a mission to help women make a great living on their own terms, doing what they love. Welcome, Leanne.
Thanks, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you here. I just got your book today, so I can't wait to read it. It's been on my must-read list, and I'm going to enjoy that over the holidays. And I love your podcast, too. So really great tips that are practical, digestible. So everybody check out the podcast as well. But did you want to share with our listeners kind of your journey? Because I think you had the 9-to-5 or 8-to-5 job, and then you kind of got sick of that. So can you tell us about your journey?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it was actually 5 years ago this month that I left my full-time job. I had a sales career that I had been in for like really decades, well over a decade. I had worked in sales. I'd always had jobs that I liked, but didn't necessarily love. And I just, up until that point, really didn't know what else I could do with my life, with my own particular skill sets. And so I had my children and I had my two glorious 1-year maternity leaves. Thank you, Canadian government. But then after that, something really shifted in me. And I find that this happens with a lot of women after we have kids. It's that, you know, I feel like I'm meant for more. And I couldn't quite put my finger on it because there wasn't anything wrong with my job. I mean, I liked the people, I made good money, but I just knew there was, I guess, a bigger purpose out there for me. And so for a couple of years, actually, I tried different things. I had my own craft business for a while. I tried an MLM business. It was not for me. And then eventually I landed on my community. I started hosting events for moms in my area that had their own business. And we would get together, we'd have a glass of wine, we'd, you know, chat about life and motherhood and running a business. And it was honestly the thing that brought me the most joy. And so before too long, I started, doing presentations about sales and marketing, things that I had learned in my career, because I thought, well, maybe some of these women, you know, they all have their own businesses, but maybe there's some stuff that they could learn. And it turns out they had a lot to learn. It turns out just because you have a business doesn't mean that you know what you're doing when it comes to sales and marketing. And that's when I really sort of found my sweet spot. It was, I want to help mama entrepreneurs build wildly successful, profitable businesses that light them up. And I want them to do it on their terms, making great money, not having to make compromises, and all while being great mothers at the same time. So that's really kind of how it all started. And yeah, it's, I mean, in the last 5 years, it's just grown exponentially since then.
I love that. Yeah, I was a part of the Mamas & Co. I'm going to join again because I took a hiatus with the pandemic, but I'm like, I need to get back on that. I was just feeling so overwhelmed at the time, but I looked forward to your weekly coaching calls. You had so many great webinars and such a great support system. So it's a must join community for anybody thinking of making a career change or starting their own business. And I know for a lot of our moms and, you know, myself included, we can feel like we're stuck on autopilot. Like we know we want to change something, but it's like, get up, feed the kids, do work, you know, rinse and repeat. We don't really have the energy and the brain space. So what if someone knows they have that, you know, inkling that they want to make a change, but how can they start to hone in on that and start to nurture that?
That's such a great question. And I know it sounds cheesy, but I'm going to just say, follow your bliss, follow what makes you happy. If you know, for me, it was like, I loved the idea of bringing people together and talking about things. So I started hosting these events and these pub nights for moms. And that turned into my community, which we just celebrated our 7th anniversary. We've been doing it for 7 years.
Wow.
And of course, now we're mostly virtual. But at the time, I didn't know that I wanted a community. I didn't know that I wanted to be a business coach. I just knew I liked the idea of getting together with like-minded women and shooting the breeze and, you know, and just connecting. And so if there's something like that for you, that the idea of it just makes you smile, or you think, oh gosh, yeah, that'd be fun to try. Like, I just say, go for it and follow that path and see where it leads you. Because I mean, if I had said back then, oh, I have to have this successful business and I have to be making multiple six figures and I have to write a book, you know, it would have felt way too overwhelming. And frankly, like, we just don't need that kind of pressure. But if we just start with that first thing, right? What would feel fun to you? What would feel joyful? Do it on the side. I mean, I ran my business on the side of a day job for 2 whole years before I made the leap. So if I can do it, so can you. But you know, I didn't get there overnight. I got there through experimenting and putting stuff out there and seeing what resonated with people and just took it day by day.
I love that. I saw you, one of your shots or your pictures is with you with a shirt on, and you can tell me the exact words, but it's something to the effect of like fail, retry, grow.
Yes.
How
yes.
does that go again?
So it's our very popular gold foil t-shirts, and it says do, fail, grow, repeat, because that is the process, right? We do the thing, we fail at a few things, we try again. And through the process, you know, we're just constantly growing and evolving. And that's how you, you know, get better. That's how you become better at anything, is by trying and being willing to fail. And I have to coach women on this constantly, because I coach so many perfectionists. And I think women that have, we've been raised with this idea that we have to be good or great at it all. And I'm going to say, like, you don't have to be great at all of it all the time. And you're definitely not great right away. It comes through practice. It comes through, you know, failing, rinsing, repeating, all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's so important to recognize, because people try something, it doesn't work, and they give up. But that's where you come in, where the support system comes in, and learning from other moms too, right? What works, what doesn't work. And I'm curious as well, so with your community, what are some of the businesses that some of the women have started that, you know, are kind of unique or different, just to give some moms an idea of what can you turn into a business that's your bliss?
Oh my gosh. So, I mean, we have women who, you know, their hobby was taking pictures and now they're professional branding photographers. We have women who used to love to give their friends advice and now they're life coaches. And, you know, literally everything from product businesses to, we have brick and mortar businesses. Actually, one of my favorite clients of all time, Rebecca Lane, came to me when she was a violin teacher and she taught students how to play violin. And then eventually she got some other teachers on board. And then eventually she had this big brick and mortar studio. She's just opened her second location and she's now coaching musicians who want to do the same things as her. So literally anything that you're good at, you know, think about and maybe make a list. What do I love that I'm also great at that the world needs? And for me, it was, well, I'm really good at speaking and coaching and teaching. And the world needs, you know, these women need to know how to run a business, how to make sales happen, all of this stuff. So I just kind of combined a few different skills and a few passions. And lo and behold, I kind of landed on my thing. But literally, if you're good at it and someone out there would buy it, it's a business. It's surely, like, truly, you can make a business out of almost any set of skills that you could possibly have. So trust me when I say I have seen it all. And I continue to be amazed at what our mamas do and what they're able to create with. Some of them only have a handful of hours a week. You know, they've got kids at home, little ones at home, or they're homeschooling, but they're making it work. And that's really the point of it all, is just to have that entrepreneurial spirit and go for it and see what happens.
I love that. So listeners, connect with Leanne, throw your way out there idea to her, and then I'm sure she can help you make that a reality. And I'm curious too, because time is such a factor. You were working full-time while you had the side hustle. How did you fit that in? Like, what was your day like? How did you make that happen?
Well, eventually I didn't fit it in, and that's why I quit my job. But I started out, I remember thinking, because I had gone back to work the second time after my final mat leave. And they said, you can work from home. So I said, that sounds great. Like, so much freedom, so much flexibility, but also so much fear around the idea of being home alone all day. Cause I'm an extrovert and I was used to being around a busy sales environment all day long. So the thought of me being home alone by myself terrified me. And that's why I started Mamas & Co. I just wanted one night a month on the calendar that had me out of the house, talking and connecting with others. So, you know, I had that once a month. And then what I started to do after a while was I started to do other speaking gigs. I would go and get in front of, you know, other people's audiences. If there was another group or community, I would offer my insight and go and do free talks. Eventually I started taking paying coaching clients, but very, very limited. So I would do packages of like 3 or 4 hours of my time, and I would charge next to nothing, but it was enough that it gave me proof of concept. So literally my lunch breaks, you know, evenings after the kids were in bed, not all evenings, because I really value my sleep and I need it. But, you know, if someone wanted me to come and do a workshop on a Saturday, I would make room for that because it lit me up. It didn't feel like work. And that was the whole point of it. So, you know, when you love what you do, you make the time. And then eventually what started happening is I could see that the demand for my services was getting greater and greater. And my hours in the week were getting slimmer and slimmer. And I was getting very good at doing my day job very quickly. Like, I worked from home. So lucky for me, I could work a little bit on my business here and there, but eventually I just ran out of hours in the day. And that's when I decided I'm going to make the leap. I'm going to give it a go. If it doesn't work, I'll figure something else out, but I just have to trust this instinct, because I can't do both anymore. And that's very common. I coach a lot of women through the quitting the job process. And there's a very unique step-by-step process in doing so. And actually, if your listeners are curious, I'd be happy to share the episode on my podcast where I talk about exactly how I quit my job, literally like every step from A to Z. I'll send that to you so you can link to it in the show notes if you like.
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to share that with our listeners, because it sounds like a big hurdle. You not only have to, let go of that steady paycheck, but also convincing, you know, your partner or other family members that this is the right decision. So I'm sure they can get some ideas from listening to that. So we'll share that for sure. And I like that. Yeah, sorry,
I was just going to say it's episode number 115, if anyone's curious, on the business of thinking big, but I'll link to it. It's literally called How I Quit My 9-to-5. So there you go.
Perfect. Because a lot of women are feeling stuck, I know, from our listeners. So that'll be a great listen. And I love that you just did it one step at a time. So it wasn't like you had this online membership, you know, you weren't going to write a book at that point, but it was just honing in on what you like to do. And then it sounds like it naturally developed. Now you have this huge online membership and you offer so much coaching and supports to so many mamas out there.
Yeah, that's how you have to do it, is just go step by step. And really, what the advice that I give to anyone who's looking to turn you know, their skills into a business is, you know, what's the most important thing to you right now? So in the beginning, it was not the most important thing for me to make the most amount of money. What was important was getting really good at coaching and getting that paid proof of concept. So I would work with a handful of people. at a reduced fee just to get the experience and then get some testimonials from our website eventually. And then eventually later that changed and it became about, you know, getting enough one-to-one clients so that that income would replace my day job income. And that was a focus really for the first year. But beyond that, then the focus changed again. And it was about getting more people in the community. And so every year we pretty much have a different primary focus in my business. And again, it's all based on like what's most important to us right now as a business with what we're building. We can't do it all. So, you know, what's that next important step to you? And then how can you get there? That's what I'd recommend.
Definitely very valuable advice. And I'm so looking forward to reading your book, but can you tell us some of the highlights about building a joyful business? Is it possible? Because sometimes you can get sucked into working more than the 9 to 5 hours when you're a mamapreneur.
Absolutely. So it is possible, but the key is you have to remember that that's what you set out to do. So for me, my intention was to build a business that I loved, where I could work the hours that I wanted. I could enjoy the time that I was working, but then also have lots of time left over to be a mama and to be a wife and a daughter and all those things that are important to me. And so there are times where I get swept up in, you know, the call of wanting to feel more successful and that. But at the end of the day, I'm not doing this to be the wealthiest woman on the planet. Although, you know, wealth will come when you're good at what you do, but that's not my primary driving factor. So we have to remind ourselves of our why a lot. And so, you know, at any given time over on my bulletin board, just to my right, I'll have a picture of my family and that just keeps me grounded. And it reminds me, you know, Julia, Alex, and Yoon, those are the people that I'm doing this for. And if, as long as they're feeling loved and supported and they're proud of me, then that, you know, then it tells me I'm on the right track. So yes, you can build a joyful business. And I would say like highlights in the book. So I've been told it's like getting basically like it's like getting the tips on how to build a business plan in a 230 page book. Like you could literally read it in a weekend if you wanted to. And it helps you map out everything from, you know, your vision, who you want to serve, how you want to serve them, when you want to be working. I do a whole chapter, speaking of busy mamas, I do a whole chapter on our joyful schedule, because I know that that is one of those things that, you know, can get away from us if we're not careful. So literally anything that you could possibly think of about, you know, building a stronger, more joyful business is covered in the book. But
I love that.
But yeah, the chapter on schedule is one of my favorites, because people always say, I needed this so badly. I don't know why we overwork ourselves so much as women, as mothers, right?
I know, so much on our plate. And the words joyful and schedule, I haven't heard them together. So I need to start thinking about my schedule as joyful too, right? We hear schedule and it's like everything's timed to the minute, but there's a way to put some freedom and play in there too.
Yes, yes. And in fact, like, one of the things that we could all do is look at what's on our calendar this week and look at that really like with a shrewd eye and say, how much of this am I actually looking forward to? You know how, you know, Marie Kondo, and she does this with, she does this with like, you know, tidying up of your home. You pick up every object and you say, does this bring me joy? Yeah. Well, just recently I started doing this with my calendar and saying, you know, okay, I got this event over here at the school. Does this bring me joy? Or I've got this, you know, and so often the women that I coach will say, oh my gosh, half the things I'm supposed to do, I don't even want to be going to those things. So, and especially when it comes to all the many Zoom calls and things that we've been virtual things that we have been doing in the last couple of years. Like, I think if we're honest with ourselves, there's a lot of stuff on our schedule that doesn't really need to be there. And if we freed that up, we would be having more fun, frankly. But we'd also be taking better care of ourselves and, you know, and therefore we're able to take better care of the people we love. So I'm a big advocate for, you know, time audits and really overhauling the schedule as much as needed to get to where you want to be. And Lisa, you're a doctor, so you definitely need to be doing this.
I'm getting better at it, that's for sure. So good. I'm letting go of the things that don't spark joy and getting good help with those. You know, it's a work in progress, but I think that's a great activity for all our listeners to do out there. Just do that inventory and see what you can, you know, say no to instead of putting too much on your plate. I love that.
It will set you free, let me tell you.
Marie Kondo that. And then I know mindset's a big hurdle, right? A lot of mamas, they're like, oh, that, you know, I can't be successful. That's somebody else. They have, you know, more skills than me. What do we do to overcome those mindset blocks? I know this is a whole topic in and of itself, but I'm sure that's, you know, part of your supports with your online membership and coaching.
Yeah, actually. And we do quite a bit in the community on mindset because it's such a big hurdle and because it never ends. Right? Like mindset is not a thing that you work on once or twice and then boom, it's perfect forever. It is a daily practice, just like meditation, just like, you know, quality sleep, just like eating well, just like going to the gym. It's not something you do once in a while. It's the things that you work on every single day. So we do provide a lot of support in that area, but you know, the biggest thing that I think would help someone who's listening to this is that everyone struggles with mindset and no one gets mindset perfect, but believing in yourself and believing that this is doable, it's 90% of the game. Honestly, like I always say, no one's going to believe in your idea or your product or your service unless you can get behind it wholeheartedly. And I also would say, you know, for me, a big part of me believing in myself was having a few key people that also believed that I could do it. And for me, that was my partner and it was my fellow mamas and co-members that really helped me make the leap to, you know, quitting the job and all of the major milestones. Anything that I've ever done of note really is because I believed in myself, but I also truly believe in, you've got to surround yourself with at least a few people who are cheering you on along the way. And that's why Mamas and Co. exists. You know, that the community is there because so many of these women that I coach don't have that. They don't have examples of people that have done it. Because if you can see someone you know that's done it, it makes it so much easier for you to believe that it's possible too. And especially if that person's going to turn around and say, let me share my tips on how I did it so that you can get there faster and easier. That's really, you know, the spirit of my community and my coaching and everything I do is, you know, we need to lean on those people who can provide us with that support and really cheer us on.
Amazing. Community is such an important piece, not only for our health, but for our career, our success outcomes. And I love that you offer that with the Mamas and Co. Membership. So I'll get you to chat a bit more about that. But I wanted to ask you, with having children, how do we nurture their entrepreneurial spirit, right? How do we get them to tap into that?
Oh, so important. It's funny. I always had the entrepreneurial spirit, but I wasn't really raised with parents that had a lot of experience being entrepreneurs. They had some, but so this is why I was such a late bloomer in this. And I think had I had parents who had offered some of these ideas, I might have been more willing to explore this earlier in life. I was in my 40s when I, you know, left my day job and finally went all in on the entrepreneurial path. But I wish I had the courage and had some guidance to start it earlier. So with my kids, you know, I don't know to be honest, I'm not a parenting coach. I don't know the right ways and the wrong ways, but I will tell you what works in my house.
No pressure.
I pay them to do odd jobs around the house. Now, not everything that they do for me is paid. Like sometimes, like for example, yesterday we decorated the Christmas tree and Julia said, do we get paid for this? And I said, no, you don't. You're doing this because it's fun.
There's the entrepreneurial spirit already.
Right? But that's because for the last couple of years, I've been, so, you know, it started with basic chores around the house, but lately they've been helping me with some office admin. So like, you know, at putting my return address labels on envelopes and, you know, shredding and basic things that they can do. Like basically as a parent, you can help your child understand the value of money by letting them do some odd jobs and paying them for it. And then here's the kicker. You also need to let them spend that money on what they want. And it will never be what you want them to buy, but it's that's how they learn the value and how this value exchange works. So I would say that, and I would say, you know, if they have an idea to launch something, try to find a way to support it. Like, you know, my daughter is always coming up with ideas, half of them, which I'm like, we cannot do that. But like, they had an idea a couple summers ago where they wanted to do an iced tea stand or lemonade stand. And I said, I'm cool with that if we donate 50% of the proceeds to charity. So they were like, yeah, we'll totally do it. So, you know, just helping them set up a simple table, it doesn't take much of your time. And I think these are the things that, you know, if we're not careful, we can find ourselves saying, I'm too busy for that. Mommy doesn't have time for that. But it's the stuff that I make time for now, because it's, if it's important to them, it's going to, they're going to learn lessons along the way versus me trying to enforce my own ideas of how they can become entrepreneurs. You know, that it's always, these things are always better when they come from inside their own brains, and then we help it along and not the other way around.
Definitely. I love that advice. That's so useful to just let them, you know, spend their money, pay them for certain jobs that they're doing. And then, you know, they're learning from you as well. Cause myself, my parents weren't entrepreneurs. So that was something that wasn't really done. But I think just seeing the example of you living your life this way shows them there's other options as opposed to just working, you know, not just, but working for somebody else.
You know what, Lisa, you bring up a good point. I would say too, I said this on stage at MamaCon a few years ago, and I still get chills every time I say it, which is to let them see you shine. Mm. Don't downplay your success because you're the mom, right? And in fact, we have to go out of our way to sometimes tell them about a business win that we had that day. Or in my case, I invited my kids to see MamaCon, to come to our conference and come up on stage with me and have that experience with me. And I think all too often we're downplaying our own success, and we're always focusing on their wins, their journey. But I think we have to let them into our journey, and we have to be okay with being the star of our own show. And I just know that my kids, they know more about entrepreneurship and what it really looks like. They'll ask me like, how's your A Players launch going? And, you know, like, I'm like, how do you even know I'm in a launch? Like, oh, okay. I guess, you know, but that's because it is truly a family business. Even though it's my business, it doesn't work if I don't have the family support, which includes my kids and my partner. It really is a family endeavor. So I don't know. Hopefully that is helpful to someone out there right now.
Yeah, I got chills. And let them see what you're doing. Let them celebrate your successes with you. I think that's amazing. And then can you tell us a little bit about how you help women then who are thinking of going on their own or want to make a career change? What are sort of the offerings that you have that people can choose from?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to get started, I would say, is to become a Mamas & Co. member, because it's a very affordable price for all of the training and the coaching and the networking that you get. At the time of recording this, it's a $500 experience to be in our community for one whole year, which I can tell you, having been in other people's communities, it is an absolute bargain for all of the mentoring and support that you get. So I would say that's where most people should start. Now, if someone's more experienced and they're coming in with, you know, multiple years of business experience, maybe they've passed the six-figure threshold, they'd probably be looking at one of my upper-level coaching programs. But for the most part, a lot of people will come in, they'll spend a few months in Mamas & Co. and they'll get to know me, and then they'll say, okay, yeah, you know what, I'm ready to take the next step and look at other options as well. More, I think more access to me and my people. So yeah, actually, if anyone is thinking about, you know, joining a community for 2022, we are doing a fabulous free trial experience. It's called Mamapreneur Week. And it happens the week of January 10th. So right after the kids go back to school, the following week, you can come in, try out our community absolutely free for 5 whole days. You get daily business coaching, virtual networking. And then if you are interested in joining, there's ways of doing that during that free trial. But it's literally, it costs people nothing. And it's the best way to get a taste of what working with me is like, to be honest with you. So if you're okay with that, I'll send you the link and your people can come and try us out.
Yes, that's perfect timing. They can get a taste of what it's like. And not only is there the coaching support, but you also network with other women, be inspired by each other, and even use their services, right? As you're building your own business, you 100%. Find reliable services, yeah, for your website, for anything, right?
Not only that, but like, yeah, we'll have a lot of members who say, you know, I came because I needed the coaching, but I stayed because I was getting all these clients and like referrals and things like that happen when you're in part of, you know, powerful communities. So I always say like, you don't need to know exactly why you're going to sign up, but something, you know, there's a reason why you're there. Something powerful is going to happen. It's never exactly what you think, but yeah, we get a lot of people. I mean, the majority of our members have been there for over 2 years. We have quite a few members who've been 3, 4, and 5 years with us actually. So
amazing.
It's a good place to grow.
It is for sure. To fail and then grow. Do yes. Fail, grow. I forget the
do fail, grow, repeat.
Now I got it.
Well done. Awesome.
Do fail, grow, repeat. Now I'll remember it. And then so that's one way to work with you. And then what's the best way for people to connect with you or follow you on social media? What are you active on?
So if you're a podcast listener, definitely check out the Business of Thinking Big podcast. It's on all of the podcast platforms. And if you're an Instagrammer, that's where I hang out the most. And I am at Leanne Kim Coach.
Great. So we'll put those links in our show notes as well. Was there anything else you wanted to share with our listeners before we move to the second part of the podcast?
No, just, you know, the last thing I would say is like, if you have a dream inside you and you're feeling called to do more, go ahead and give it a shot. I mean, really in this day and age, we are so lucky to have all of these different ways to grow a business. Think about like what our mothers had, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, it wouldn't have been impossible to start an online business and start making money from your, you know, guest bedroom and your laptop. But we have this like beautiful moment in time. And I do think 2022, we're entering this very exciting era of hope and possibility. And I just say, literally, you've got nothing to lose.
You're so inspiring, Liam. You're making it happen, helping women make their dreams come true. So definitely everybody check out Leanne online and with her membership. So
thank
now
you.
Yeah, my pleasure. So now we'll move to the second part of our episode. So we're going to share our super mom moment. Did you want me to go first?
Yes, go first.
Okay, please. Okay. So I'll go first. So I booked a massage for myself on Friday. I'm usually pretty good about booking massages, but it's been pretty hectic. I haven't prioritized it. So I prioritized it and I have a few more before the end of the year. And man, did it feel good. So it's just a reminder, everybody book some treatments for yourself if you can fit those in.
Okay. So we're sharing like a recent supermom moment.
It can be even in the past too, anytime. Yeah. So it can be related to your kids or something you did for yourself as a mama. If you need more time.
Okay. No. Okay. So I'm ready to share. Okay.
Perfect.
So one moment stands out for me. My daughter was pretty little. I think she was around 3 or 4 and the movie Frozen had come out and it was early morning. One thing I should mention is that my children are mixed race. So my husband is Korean and I am Caucasian. And so one morning we were in, you know, cuddling in bed and Julia turns to me and she says, "Mommy, Elsa and Anna are white and I'm brown." And all of a sudden I was thrown into this conversation about race that I had honestly never anticipated having. But I think our kids do that. It's like they know what's going to make us uncomfortable or what's going to force us to grow. And all of a sudden, I had to think of the right words to say to acknowledge my daughter feeling different or other than. And I think I found the right words. And then, and since that moment, I've done some reading on raising mixed race children and all of that. But at the time, I was totally blindsided. So I would say, you know, super mom moment was like, often it's like these grace under fire moments, a grace under pressure where we just sort of like, we breathe and we try to find the words and we cross our fingers and hope it's the right words, right? Because it's going to be something else the next time. And, you know, later on it was asking me where babies come from. And we're never really ready for these conversations with our kids, but we just have to, you know, try to get through it and do the best we can.
I love it. Yeah, we're never prepared for those big questions, but you handled it like a pro. And that's definitely a super mom moment. So thank you for sharing. And I know you're doing a great job. So now we'll share our mama mess ups. Do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. So I haven't been that organized with putting all of Stuart's school meetings in the calendar. There seems to be so many Zoom meetings, whether it's about French immersion or a virtual assembly. So we've missed a few of those. So I don't know everything that's going on at a school, which is okay too, right? I don't need to know everything, but I'm going to make a point of actually putting those in my calendar and then making an active decision whether I want to attend them or not, if they're going to spark joy. So I'm going to work on that. So that's my mama mess up.
But yeah.
What's yours, Leanne?
Oh, mama mess up. Let's see. Where do we begin? I mean, I've had a lot of moments where it's like your kid is expecting you to come through and for whatever reason you drop the ball. Like, to be honest, this last couple months, my father passed away earlier in the fall, and then we had our conference right after. And I just remember I didn't have any mental space for anything else. So I was forgetting things left, right, and center, which is a little out of character and not something I'm proud of, but I just sort of feel like in those moments, we just have to hug our kids and say, you know what, mommy messed up. I'm sorry. I don't have an excuse, but I'm going to try to do better next time. And that's typically what I do. But there's always those moments where your kid says, mom, you said you would. And you're like, oh, knife to the heart.
You're still doing a great job. So I'm sorry about losing your father, and you turn those opportunities into a teaching moment for them, right? We're not perfect either. And you admitted 100%. It and they learned from that. So that's actually a super mom moment in my eyes.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear, because I don't feel that way, but it's good to hear.
And then we'll go to our mama must have. So I can go first if you want, but something that you just can't live without or is really making your life easier. So yeah, I can go first. So
yeah, go for it.
I'm really enjoying using my light box, a 10,000 lux light box, in the dark mornings that we're having right now. So I'll put it on as I'm blow drying my hair or putting my makeup on. So I find that just really gives me a bit of a boost and kind of tricks my brain to say, okay, it's time to start the day. You shouldn't still be in bed. So that would be my mama must have. And what's yours?
Do you know what? I am going to go a little out of left field and say nice and easy boxed hair color.
Because nice.
It's funny. You mentioned earlier in a conversation that you had your hair done today. Well, I did my own hair today.
Wow.
I do have naturally brown hair, but there's a lot of gray in it. And because I'm not blonde, I can do it at home. I don't love the idea of spending half a day at a salon getting my hair done. Yeah. It's just too much time for me to lose. So today I put my hair color on, and then I did some mindset work. And then I also did some finances, and then I washed it out, and now I'm here talking to you.
Amazing. I know, I've never done my own hair. I'm a little bit nervous, but yeah, I was like, my husband was like, oh, aren't you excited to get your hair done? I'm like, well, I'd actually just rather get work done. I like my hairdresser, but yeah, it takes several hours and you're like, oh, I just wish I could snap my fingers and it was done. So
yeah, that's amazing. In that case, blondes do not have it easy. It's really hard to do your own hair when you're blonde. But I will say, and like this, there might be people listening saying, just let it go gray. So I tried and I didn't like it. It made me feel kind of old and tired, and I didn't want to feel that way. So every time, I just do it once every 6 to 8 weeks, actually. I don't have to do it very often, but I leave it on for a really long time. That's the trick. And then, I rinse it out and I'm good to go for another 6 weeks or so.
You should be the nice and easy model.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? I feel like it now, but it's a good quality product. I've been using it probably for the last 10 or 15 years for a while. So yeah.
Great. Thanks for sharing.
Maybe a bit of an overshare, to be honest.
No, it'll be inspiring for other women to try their own if they're not blonde.
So, yes, if you're not blonde, exactly.
Then they can do it. So thank you so much, Leanne, for joining us today. You shared such valuable information for our listeners, and we'll post all the links that we mentioned. And I want to let our listeners know that you can email us or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. We'd love you to subscribe, leave us a review and a 5-star rating if you enjoyed this episode. And please tell your perimenopausal mama friends about us too. So stay safe and healthy, everybody. Until next time. Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.